Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA Police Commission today voted unanimously to reappoint LAPD Chief Michael Moore to a second five-year term. Details from KPCC's Frank Stoltz.
The department has had its share of problems under Moore, such as officers disproportionately stopping black drivers in South LA and using excessive force against peaceful protesters during the George Floyd demonstrations. This year started out with officers killing three people who showed signs of a mental health crisis, including an unarmed man who was repeatedly tased. But Commissioner Dale Bonner said Moore has provided steady leadership during challenging times and tried to move the department in a better direction. Mayor Karen Bass backed Moore's reappointment while listing reforms she said the chief agreed to make. Moore has said he intends to step down before his five-year term is up so his successor can help plan for the 2028 Olympics. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Also today, Chief Moore said he'd written a letter of condolence to the family of Tyree Nichols, the 29-year-old FedEx worker that Memphis police officers stopped as he drove to his mother's house earlier this month. Surveillance video and body cam footage shows five officers beating Nichols. He died of his injuries 3 days later. The officers were fired and have since been charged with murder. Chief Moore says he watched body cam and surveillance video of the Nichols beating by those Memphis officers.
As a member of this profession for 4 decades, I have never seen such a clear and violent abuse of authority.
We got word today that Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral for Tyree Nichols. There are ongoing questions about the death last week of 36-year-old Anthony Lowe. He was shot and killed by Huntington Park police officers who'd responded to a call about a stabbing. Lowe is a double amputee who uses a wheelchair. There is cell phone video of Lowe apparently holding a knife and trying to get away from police, but it doesn't show officers firing at Lowe. Jazz Liberto lives about 2 miles from where the shooting happened. She says police should call in mental health specialists on calls that involve people in crisis.
Mental health care professionals don't carry guns on them, right? They carry skills, tactics, ways to de-escalate a situation without that person hurting himself or someone else.
There is no police body cam video of the Lowe shooting. Huntington Park hasn't equipped its officers with body cams, and we have more about the shooting at LAist.com. First, the gun attack in Monterey Park that claimed 11 lives and the shooting at an apparent party house rental in Beverly Crest that took three more. Now authorities are investigating a shooting near Montclair that's left three people dead. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says it got a call last night at 9 about a shooting at a two-story house on a cul-de-sac. The motive for the shooting? That's not clear. The compact that lays out how much water western states can draw from the Colorado River was signed in 1921. Well, it worked out fine until a drought like we haven't seen in 1,000 years gripped us. Last year, the federal government told California and six other states to come up with a plan to cut back the water they take from the Colorado. Six of the seven came up with a proposal to cut their water use, but California was not one of them. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has the reason why.
California gets the most water from the Colorado River than any other state. Imperial Valley farmers and Southland cities get the bulk of that water, largely because of a century-old law that gives them some of the most senior legal rights to the river. And that was California's argument for not signing the proposal to cut 1.5 million acre feet of water. But that legal right expires in 2026. For now, the goal is to come up with an interim plan to avoid federal mandates and legal disputes. A more permanent fix will be needed soon to face our drier reality. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
course, there won't be a need for Western states to cut the water they draw from the Colorado River if we get a lot more rain. Climate scientists, though, say that's not going to happen. There is some moderately good news about drought conditions right now. The latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor lists only about a third of California in severe drought. That was more than 92% 3 months ago, but it is going to take years of normal rainfall to get us out of drought conditions completely. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.